Good morning, Ozzy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, we're missing you. What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, Oz.
Oh, man, I got to tell you. You know, as a lifelong Sox fan, I have watched this season unfold, and it's been awful. It feels like it's, you know, there's no way around the fact that this is going to be the worst season in MLB history. It just is what happened. But you go back and you look at this thing, like, how did it get this bad? How did you go from thinking that they had a team that could win, then hiring Tony, you had a good year, then you fall off the ledge, you're a 500 team, then you become a 100-game loser, and now you're the worst team ever. And I mean, you know, how much does a manager matter in terms of the talent that you have that ends up either playing all over baseball for other teams, their pitching staff, or guys like Abreu and Tim Anderson out of baseball completely, Yoan Moncada nowhere to be found, and, you know, a guy like Aloy, you get rid of. How did this happen? How did this unfold in front of us?
I think everything started with Renteria when he lost the game in Oakland, I believe. Mm-hmm. And everything started going south. They bring Tony. I think they have a good ball club, but, you know, right there. In that moment, we really thought the White Sox were going the right way and right direction. I think they have the players are, you know, I mean, it was a talented ball club. Then they bring up, and the paper, one of the best bullpen in baseball. You can, you know, you see the bullpen when they got there. But I say, yes, manager matter. Of course they do. It's whoever not believe in that, then why you hire a manager? You know, everybody say, oh, manager's not, it no matter. Of course it is, because it's not. They know we will hire anyone. You know, when you win, I say, oh my God, this guy is good. But when you lose, you're a bad manager. That's part of the game. That's the way he is. You know what's hard, guys? Win World Series. You know what's harder? Win 200 games back-to-back season.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you say, well, you know, I mean, we're going through a lot of tough time right now, but our future is very, very, very good. Hopefully those guys in trades in the minor league right now, they come out and get good, better, quicker to have this ball club, because I think the future is pretty bright. You know what I mean? On paper, it's pretty bright. But we have to wait for those guys and see how they're going to play, how they're going to develop. A lot of guys there's a good prospect. They're still a kid. I don't think they're going to help the White Sox right in the next 2 years. And we see what happens. You know, they got a tough time to, you know, I mean, figure out organization. I think right now the steps is trade one by one. They did it. Hopefully the players they got back work out for them in the future.
So, Ozzy, Javi Baez is in town with the Tigers, and he got a reception last night at Wrigley Field, you would expect, full with the video montage and the tribute and all of that. He's really struggling. He's hitting 185. He's fallen off a cliff, his career has. Tim Anderson had kind of experienced the same thing. A couple years ago, the debate in Chicago was who was a better shortstop. How does it happen that guys that accomplished can fall off a cliff that quickly and their career be seemingly over that soon?
Well, this is going to show you how hard baseball is. This is not about a... This is not about play good 1 year. It's an every year thing. Long time. It's a long season. They mentally prepare yourself. I think when you pull your standings, high people expect that to go out there. But I see him swing. I even know anybody talked to him about it. I talked to Miguel Carrera when he was with the Tigers. I asked about him because this kid, to me, he was the most impressive player she played back in that day. So, man, that guy can do so many things. He's an IQ, baseball IQ, so high, very smart player. But if either one, he's just like, I see him missing ball. Like, I asked Miguel, is this guy, he have eyes problem or he not care? You see the swing, you know, the way he miss balls.
Right.
He's like, my God, I think he's not care. Does anybody say anything to him? And Carrera told me, no, nobody said anything to him. I tried to talk to him about it. He's a good listener, but when he goes to the plate, I think his guess side. I think the choice. I remember one day I say, "He's a Puerto Rican." I done done. So much. This guy got so much talent. So much talent. Unfortunately, the talent going down south very quick.
Wow, that's something else. I don't argue with you, but that's not a compliment.
We remember what Adam Dunn did to you.
Oh my God! I told you,
Adam Dunn. He's just, oh my God! He's just like, let me tell you something. He told me one day. He's in the spring training, and Greg Walker comes to me. What problem? I talked to him. I said, "You okay? Well, you know what's going on?" I said, "Don't worry about me, Ozzy. I got to hit 75 balls good. 75 balls good. Doubles or 40 home run, 35 doubles or 35 home run." I mean, I said, like, "Oh, I'll take that." When the season's over, I grab him and I say, "You owe me. You only hit 25 balls good." But a great guy to have, man. Great teammate, great guy to be around. But unfortunately, that was a very, very for me, that tonight, he had pretty good. He played better. But in that particular year, I never see anybody. Well, yes, I did. I see Jimenez. I see Pantera. I struggled the way he was. And with no reason, but those guys, he has so much talent. But, yes, I remember me a little bit about Adam Dunn. And I called him a long time ago, the Puerto Rican Adam Dunn, because he's just swinging at me. And I think that's not his game, because this man, he can run. Yeah, I think he can play. To me, he was the most excited player. We see back in the day. I don't want to compare him with Bobby Witt of Kansas City Royal, but he can do so many things. You see him running the bases, slide the wrong, opposite way, tag the guy in second base, make the play. To me, I say that. I think I was working with ESPN. I say, to me, that's the most excited player on the field. All of a sudden, he's gone. He signed the contract. And he disappeared.
You know, we were talking about that with that Cubs team. You know, he comes back and there he is hugging Kyle Hendricks. And you think about them winning the World Series and just how amazing it was to kind of witness that. And all those guys that kind of disappeared from that team. And it makes you wonder, Bryant is the same way. We haven't seen him do anything. He's kind of a shadow of what he was. Same thing with Baez. You know, we talked about Addison Russell and his issues and out of baseball. How did Joe Maddon, working with a young team, he seemed to help those guys. It seemed like they had someone there. It seemed like Baez fed off the energy of the crowd and kind of, as you say, incredibly exciting player. And now, he waved at the ball. He struck out four times last. It was like Adam Dunn. It was just you felt the inevitability of another strikeout when he got to bat.
Well, yes, there's no doubt about it. Just like, I was talking to somebody at NBC, and the guy told me, big time conference, maybe Javi need more people at the ballpark. But I said, I saw him strike out a couple of times. I said, well, we got people in the ballpark, it still swing like that. But be honest, I don't know how a lot of great players went down quick. A lot of great players. Yeah. You look at the ballpark, ball club. It's just I don't know what the reason is. I wish I have the answer for that. But they were at least they do something very special here in Chicago, win the World Series for the Cubs, and I think that's why I say Joe Maddon, one of the best manager I compete against. Baseball, I can say that. Baseball IQ, the man is old school with the new school. You got so many 10 of him. He's just one of the guys I admire the most with the uniform, compete against me in a daily basis. This man is just, that man should be with a uniform on in the dugout helping organization to win games.
Save the date, Monday, September 30th, for a special fundraising event benefiting Rincon Family Services. Ozzie Guillen will be part of the event to raise funds for mental health, bringing awareness, and inspiring others at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. Find it at og13.org/golf. Ozzie, when we talk about players declining quickly, I think that every Sox fan's worst fear, or maybe there are other fears, but this is close, Is Luis Robert on a similar path? He's had a terrible year. After last year, there was so much hope in Luis Robert. You still see the talent in glimpses. What's wrong with him, and can he be fixed?
Well, he needs somebody to go and kick his butt. Believe me. Yes, he does. He don't need babysitting no more. That's when you see this kid play a couple of days ago in Houston, you're like, there we go. He's healthy. That's a good thing about it. But I think, you know, I hope Gilly, the new hitting coach there, help him. Like, begin mental thing, because the way you see him swing, some people say, like, he said that in the interview, say, but some people think I don't care. But that's the way he is. He strike out, hey, whatever it is. But this guy is wasting his talent so quickly. But I think the talent's still there. It's a matter of time. Maybe it's a winning ball club around him. Something to push him harder. He need to be, because it's a shame he had the type of year he had this year. I'm not talking about strikeout, talking about, you know, you're going to have a bad year, but you're going to have a bad year overall, like big time bad year. And hopefully, but I believe, and I have to want to believe, I love to believe, this is a 1 year, he just got a bad year. I think this kid just, his talent is too good to have another type of year like that. And I expect him to bounce back this year and play the way he should be playing.
We got to tell all Chicago baseball fans, especially Sox fans, come out to the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo tomorrow from 4 to 5:30 for an appearance with Ozzy and 670 The Score. Ozzy Guillen will be doing a meet and greet in the sportsbook area and mingling poolside, so be ready to talk baseball. That sounds like a ton of fun. Ozzy, we were asking a question yesterday. This is where we're at with the White Sox. Can you think of a player, any position player currently on the team, any kind of pitcher, there's some young pitching, that you believe is going to be a part of their future? Who are you keeping an eye on off this current group of position players and pitchers?
Wow, I think the only one, Jonathan Cannon is the one. I have a lot of faith on him. He got good stuff, command very well, both sides of the plate, great changeup. But one thing you cannot teach, confidence. He got a lot of confidence. You know, his stuff is good. And I think you can rebuild that with Crochet. Hopefully Crochet's here. And I think he's a good Bowen. I'm not going to go too crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got great tools. But I think he's swinging kind of like me early in his career. You know what I mean? Wild. You know what I mean? Swing everything. but you can see the tools out there. It's a one kid I really, really try to see him improve himself. I think with the new hitting coach out there, with Gilly, I think he can make things, a lot of good things happen. But I still see him a little bit behind right now. But I think this kid he can be a pretty good. Just leave it in second base. What position you going to play in the big league? Shortstop, leave it there. What position you going to play in the big league? Second base, leave it there to see what it can be for that guy. But those two kids, I think that's a good thing for the White Sox.
Ozzy, Grady Sizemore has a little over a month left to make a case that he can be an effective major league manager. If you were to give him advice, if the Sox asked you to talk to Grady Sizemore and says, okay, this is what you need to do over the final month to make a strong impression, what would it be?
Continue to push those guys the way it is. And the one thing I love about Sizemore, talk to the media. Honest, quick, and don't go out there and think we're stupid. And I think, you know what I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to be a great manager. I don't think nobody's a good manager. But I think the players go out there and they're going to compete for him. Now when we got everything together, we have a better idea. I'm not going to say he should be the manager next year for the White Sox, because it's not my job to pick the managers. But I wish him the best, because he take a team. Nobody who's a manager in the ball club is going to be good. And to have the guts to go out there and try to get better and make this ball club better, that's going to be then hopefully do it. But I say, listen, just keep pushing. Keep doing what you're doing. And don't believe in any players. No, they're not your friends. They're not. When you get fired, they forget about you. And when they fire, they even call you. When you get fired, they forget about you. then just do your job, do what you think is the best for the ball club and for you, and continue to do it. Because in the end of the day, when you're winning, you're a hero. When you're losing, you're zero. And people forgot about you in a hurry. And but I like the way he handled himself, the media, his players, and I think grab a group of coaches start for a spring training and believe in yourself, you can do this.
All right, now it's time for Ozzie's Outlook. It's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. Ozzie, how do you see the Cubs going today against Javi and the Detroit Tigers? And what do you think of the White Sox later today going against the Giants again?
Well, they're going to start against, they're going to play against a good pitching. Is Crochet going to give me more than four innings? I will say I go Crochet, but Crochet going to give me two, three innings. After that, the bullpen got to come loaded. I will pick the Giants, and I will pick the Cubs today.
Okay. Great stuff,
Ozzie. Always fun to talk to you.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Ozzie.